My name is Tim Spaulding. I'm the founder of LibraryThing.com. LibraryThing is a service that lets you catalog your books, and it could be just listing the books that you're reading right now or making a real catalog of your entire library. And then out of that, out of hundreds of thousands of people doing that, comes social networking, book recommendations, and a lot of other stuff. I started out thinking I was going to be an academic, and then I worked in publishing, and then I worked on the web. And LibraryThing came about as just a personal project to catalog my own books, and I thought maybe a few other people would want to do it, and within a couple weeks I was sleeping with my laptop because more people wanted to do it than I thought. and so it's become, you know, a small niche social networking site.
I always wanted to catalog my books, but my method was a bit more immature than yours, like a Word file or some Excel file or something. But
that's one of the things I discovered, is the number of people out there who are keeping it in Word or Excel or on, you know, notepaper or something like that, you know. I mean, I had done that before I did LibraryThing. I was making little FileMaker databases. I was even doing things on the Apple II. This is really dating me here, but, you know, I had a little catalog of my books on my Apple II. So
some of the things I was going to ask you was Web 2.0, mm-hmm. and how LibraryThing has been sort of hailed as one of the great examples of how that can work. What do you think yourself about Web 2.0? I've seen your Twitter.
Wow. I mean, Web 2.0 is one of those terms that's, it's so large, it almost doesn't mean anything. It means everything at the same time. I mean, I guess for me, the essence of Web 2.0 would be something about regular people making the site, you know? And what's LibraryThing shares a pattern with some sites like Delicious maybe and Flickr, where you're doing it primarily for yourself. You know, you're not cataloging your books to show them off necessarily, but then this sort of ladder of connection, that's a bad mixed metaphor, but this ladder comes out of it, where you start doing it for yourself and then you're sharing with other people, and then you're noticing that other people's data is helping you find new books, and, you know, this thing emerges from it, which is much more powerful than the sum of the individual pieces, you know. And I think that's where Web 2.0 really gets its strength. You know, Wikipedia would be another, you know, great example. Yeah. Although, you know, Wikipedia, you're always doing it for other people. You're not doing it for yourself, you know, per se.
So when it comes to regular libraries, I mean, we're sort of struggling to get that side of things going, the whole getting customers to recommend things and...
Yeah.
What's your sort of feeling about public libraries?
What is your, turn the tables, what's your system? What's your OPAC system, your catalog system?
CC Dynex,
yeah. I think there's a lot of great stuff that can be done. You know, LibraryThing even like sells this product that you can put inside of libraries that gives you reviews and tags and ratings and, you know, so forth. And I have a lot of belief in that. I think a lot of cool things can be done, and, you know, ultimately I'm selling that stuff. But the sad truth is that I think libraries haven't actually hit Library 1.0 yet. And they need to do that, maybe even before they move on to Library 2.0. You know, your average library catalog, most CC Dynex, for example, you can't hold on to a link. All the links are these session-based links, and they die within 20 minutes or something, which means that you can't send it to a friend. Like, you want to send a friend a link to a book in your catalog, and by the time they get it, it's dead. You know, that's totally broken. And lots of things like that are broken. You know, they search terribly. They're not indexed in Google, right? So I can say Christchurch. Actually, I don't know if this is true for New Zealand, but I can say Portland, Maine pizza, and it gives me all of the local pizza joints on a map. Google figures out what I mean, puts them on a map. Does that work for Christchurch too? Or
yeah.
It puts them on maps? Yeah. You know, you try that with a book, it's hopeless, absolutely hopeless, right? And the ultimate reason is that neither libraries nor physical bookstores expose their data in any way. And, you know, it's just, that's got to happen. I think that you can do a lot of cool stuff with Web 2.0, but a lot of libraries are focusing on the things that they can do. So a podcast, a blog, a Twitter account. And meanwhile, you know, the most basic things about how the library is on the web are deeply broken.
Yeah, I think a lot of our staff would agree with you, because we're always worried about, you know, we've got the catalogue, which is this amazing thing, but there's so much we can't do with it.
Yeah, I mean, you probably have, usually it's like a separate site, and you can't even really impact it.
It's not even on the same URL. It's not
yeah.
even...
And that's just terrible. And that's got to, I just hope that changes, you know. But I mean, in the meantime, you know, do whatever you can, you know, to reach out in other ways. But I just hope that that part gets fixed before it really. I mean, I think it already hurts. If you think about if I had told you about the internet 15 years ago and said, you know, it's gonna be this Google thing and you'll be able to type in something, and I said, what do you think would appear if I typed in a book? Right, you'd probably think, well, you know, a couple bookstores should show up, right? Maybe the National Library, maybe some libraries in the United States, right? Maybe some other, maybe the author, right? It's like, no, right? Amazon shows up, and many of the other results are just using Amazon data, and library is nowhere, right? Library will be nowhere in those results. Sorry, I'm preaching to the converted.
Yeah, we're always trying to circumvent what you're saying, you know, trying to pull things out of the catalog and push things to people.
Yeah, yeah, on the website.
Whereas if the catalog was doing all that it could basically do.
Well, I, you know, and you have an opportunity that, you know, Amazon or what is the Big Fish, Big Pond?
Big Pond.
You know, that doesn't have, you actually have a physical location and real events going on and real people who are interesting and fun to talk to and all of that, you know, if you could just expose that, you know.
Because in a way, what you're doing with the library thing too is doing what we do when someone comes to the desk and you have that conversation about one-to-one about what they're interested in, what you're interested in, that sort of overlap, but bringing it to like such a wide group of
people. I mean, you know, and we're automating it to some extent, and you know, there's both recommended algorithms that are doing that to some extent, you know, reader's advisory we call that in the States, but there's also conversations going on between people that are like the conversations between a librarian and a patron.